With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Pecker concentration and beef supply chain resiliency weighed on lawmakers' minds on both sides of Capitol Hill as House and Senate panels looked at food production issues during the pandemic Wednesday. We'll have more details on that story, but first a word from our sponsor.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking to relocate to Fargo and get a great job and make great money? CNH Industrial is offering a $5,000 relocation bonus, $4,000 sign-on bonus, and is paying $21.96 to $26.13 per hour and a 90-cent night pay differential. Hiring for second shift in the following: assembly, welder, finish painter, CNC positions, brake, laser, torch, machine, and plasma. Work 4:30 p.m. to 3 a.m. Apply online at cnhindustrial.com or text CNH to 2100. CNH is an EEOC employer.
Ag experts told the House Ag Committee the beef supply chain, stretched to its breaking point by the pandemic, needs help. But simply adding capacity may not be enough. Purdue University's Jason Lusk.
The costs of adding packing capacity are not limited to concrete and iron. I encourage you to consider other barriers that limit new entrants. These factors include labor availability and costs of complying with regulations related to labor, food safety, zoning, transportation, and more.
Meantime, Senate Judiciary was looking into anti-competitive practices in meatpacking as Senator Chuck Grassley pushed for more cash trades, and he and others sought more competition, price transparency, and scrutiny of mergers and acquisitions. But Tyson Foods' Shane Miller and Consumer Reports' George Slover showed just how wide the gap is, not just in box beef versus cattle prices, but in opinions. Miller followed by Slover.
The present spread between live cattle and beef prices has everything to do with the law of supply and demand. Multiple unprecedented market shocks, including a pandemic and severe weather conditions this past year, led to an unexpected and drastic drop in processors' abilities to operate at capacity. This led to an oversupply of live cattle and an undersupply of beef, all while demand for beef products is at an all-time high.
Today, after a merger cascade, the top four packers control 85%. These multi-billion dollar giants know how to stay out of each other's way. Now a feedlot might have one packer show up. No auction, no bidding, no negotiation.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.